Michael Waterford is an explorer, writer, and adventurer entrepreneur. He's hoping to set the speed record for paddling the length of the Mississippi River in a canoe. The Mississippi is the world's fourth longest river, coursing more than 2,500 miles from Minnesota to the Gulf of Mexico. Michael was drawn to grueling expeditions when he crossed Europe and Asia on a small motorcycle 6 years ago. Now he helps others test their endurance and strength through his company, Mountain Folk Adventures. He expects to set off on his Mississippi quest in June. He joins Michael Glab on this week's edition of Big Talk.
Hi, this is Big Talk. Michael Glab here. My guest this week by phone, Michael Waterford. He's a writer and explorer. He's also an adventure entrepreneur. He's going to engage in something called the Race to the Gulf 2017. That means he's going to jump in a canoe at the headwaters of the Mississippi River all the way up in northern Minnesota, Lake Itasca, and paddle 2,500 miles, according to some estimates, down to the Louisiana Delta and the outflow of the river into the Gulf of Mexico. Sounds like a crazy thing to do. First off, thanks, Michael, for being with us.
Thank you.
Why are you going to do this?
It's been an idea of mine for many years. I have actually done the river before, and it was, at the time, the hardest thing I've ever done. But I really like the idea of pushing myself harder and harder and doing exponentially more and more the hardest thing I've ever done. So I've done the river once. Now let's try to set the speed record.
Now, you wrote a really interesting and compelling story for the Limestone Post, detailing a bit about your adventures in your 2013 canoe trip down the Mississippi River. You had hardly ever been in a canoe before that, and next thing you know, you're trying to paddle down 2,500 miles.
You're absolutely right. But spontaneity, to me, is kind of one of the cornerstones of adventure. Yes, it helps to be prepared, but sometimes, and for that expedition specifically, it was about the journey and the learning, the hardships that would come across from that intense learning curve. And I wouldn't recommend it all the time, but sometimes that spontaneity adds to the thrill of it all. And I consider myself a decent paddler now after that.
How many hours a day are you actually paddling, and how many miles in a day are you able to make?
This upcoming trip will be a bit of a test of those limits. First time down, I think my best day was around 70 miles, and our worst day was around 3. Serious headwinds and a storm and some rough waves kept us in Lake Pepin for about 3 days. This particular Race to the Gulf expedition, I'd like to average over 100.
100 miles a day.
Yeah.
Can you get lost?
Sure. One place that I've been preparing for is up in the north in Minnesota. There are just lake beds of reeds, and you can't really see your way through. But, you know, we've got things in place that should help us get through those sections. So GPS units and maps.
You have done 5 major expeditions.
The one that got me into all of this was the Mongol Rally. Is it's a poor man's motorsport rally across Europe and Asia. And actually in 2011, before I did the first Mississippi River trip, a friend and I joined in on that and rode 125cc motorcycles, which is very small, from Germany to Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, over a couple months. It was about over 11,000 miles in 11 countries. And I fell in love kind of with, I don't know, the ever-changing scenery and the pursuit of right now. What I have to do is just find a way to get to the next point kind of mentality. And I think that ever since then, with all of my adventure pursuits, I've just been trying to recreate that feeling.
Michael, you think that there are other people in this world who have that same desire, and that's where the mountain folk comes in, the mountain folk adventure outfit. You help people take expeditions as well.
I've outfitted quite a few people for their own trips, as well as hosted and taken people on trips. In the Bloomington area specifically, I used to do, you know, a couple events a month, and it did everything from 5Ks to bicycle races to you know, I actually helped a few people do the Mississippi River on their own as well.
Anybody who's interested in Michael Waterford and his race to the Gulf and the mountain folk, you can go online to racetothegulf.com. You also can go to his Facebook page. That's where you can learn all about what Michael Waterford is doing. Michael Waterford, who was born in Bloomington.
That's correct.
Right now, you're cooling your heels in Portland, Oregon.
Well, I'm working actually at a paddle shop, a kayak shop, right on the Willamette River, which is a large body of water that runs through Portland. And it's just been really good for training, getting out. I can get out every day before or after work. It's really, really conducive to paddling, and I've got a coach out here and all the gear in the world that I would need, and just kind of, it's a paddler's mecca, if you will.
There is a team of people who's going to help you do this.
My support team is two ladies that I'm super proud to have as friends, and now fellow adventurers. One is Abby Kaser. And I met her while working in Bloomington. She's from West Lafayette and came to me to help outfit her for the Mississippi River. She's paddled it once before. She's my crew chief and photographer. And then second is Tracy Krupa, TK. She's an EMT, Navy vet, and kayak instructor who's also done the portions of the Mississippi River. She's out of Illinois currently. She's come on as kind of, my overall fixer, and I'm thrilled to have them. They're going to be traveling on the shore in our support vehicle and making my life just a little bit easier so I can just concentrate on moving forward. Traveling the river, you got to work with, you know, the Coast Guard and the lock and dam masters and talk to a lot of barge traffic and make sure the way is clear and that I'm in good health and not, you know, overworking. Yeah, they've got their work ahead of them for sure.
Besides getting squished by a barge, what are some of the other dangers you might face?
Well, you know, big water is, has its secrets. there are, one of my biggest fears is buoys that have been submerged due to flooded water because they can bounce up out of the water at any point in time and they would just demolish my super lightweight tiny craft. But, you know, there can be entire trees floating submerged underneath the water. There can be crazy eddies that want to spin you out of control and can sink a boat. It's big water and all the dangers that come with it, as well as, you know, vast wilderness areas and industry. And yeah, there's a lot of dangers, but I won't say that it's all hard. There'll be some good weather days where all I have to do is go forward as well. So it'll be a mix and match of the dangerous days as well as the easy days, and I kind of look forward to both.
Michael Waterford, he's going to jump in a canoe, and he's going to paddle 2,500 miles from Lake Itasca to the Louisiana Delta along the Mississippi River. Thanks very much for joining us on Big Talk.
Thank you, Mr. Glab.